Okay, let's get cracking today. We are continuing in the second parak of Maseches Sukkah. Today we are learning Parak Beis Mishnah Vav and Parak Beis Mishnah Zayin. Says the Mishnah Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Rabbi Eliezer says, Arba Esrei Seudot Chayv Adam Le'echol B'Sukkah Achas B'Yom V'Achas B'Layla. That a person must eat a total of 14 meals in the Sukkah over the course of 7 days of the Yontif, one on each day and one on each night. 7 days, two a day, that would be 14 in total. The Chachamim Onim, the Chachamim say, no, there's no set amount. There's no set requirement to have a certain number of meals over the Yom Tov. Chutz mi leila Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag Bilvad, except for the first night of Yom Tov, when you must have a meal in the Sukkah. Not, of course, how we pass. Can we assume that in the first night of Sukkahs, you must eat in the Sukkah. It's a Gzeir Shama Tesvav that we learn from Sukkah to Pesach and Pesach to Sukkahs. Just like on the 15th of Nisan, you must eat matzah, so too on the 15th of Tishrei, you must eat in the Sukkah, and that is how we hold. So even if it's raining, for example, even though we said earlier in the previous Mishnah yesterday, that when we were discussing it, that you really can't eat in the Sukkah when it's raining. So in the first night, and the first night only, people generally try to wait a little bit, hope that it stops raining. If not, then you'll eat inside, but we generally speaking try to eat, if we can, in the Sukkah on the first night. That being said, Rabbi Eliezer later changed his mind and agreed that only the meal on the first night is a requirement. However, he disagreed with the Chachamim in a different type of a way. The Od Amar Rabbi Eliezer said, further, Mishlo Acha Leila Yom Tov Harishon Yashlim Beleila Yom Tov Acharam, that someone who did not eat in the Sukkah on the first night of Yantif should make up for it by adding extra food on any other day of the Yontif, including the last night of Yom Tov, the night of Shmini Atzeres. The Chachamim Om, but the Chachamim say, Ein l'davar tashlum, there's no such thing as a tashlum where you can make up for things. Even when it comes to tefillah, you miss a davening, so you can do tashlumen in many circumstances, you can make up for it. But there's no tashlumen, there's no compensating for a mistake. If he did not eat a meal in the Sukkah on the first night, he can't make up for it afterwards. Al zeh ne'amar, on this, the pasuk tells us in Koheles, me'uvas lo yuchal liskon vechesron lo yuchal lihimanos, that the pasuk tells us a twisted thing that cannot be straightened and a missing thing that cannot be counted. And when it comes, you missed the first night, you made a mistake, you did a wrong thing, but you cannot make up for it. And again, we hold that way as well. Continuing now with Perek Beis Mishnah Zayin, as we discussed the halacha of a person who is eating inside a sukkah, but his food is actually on the table outside the sukkah. It says the Mishnah, Mishahayo Rosho Veruba B'sukkah V'shulchana B'soch Habayis, if someone's head and most of his body are inside the sukkah, but his table is inside the house, outside the sukkah, Beishamai Poslin, Beishamai rules that this is not going to work, this is invalid, this is puzzle, because he might accidentally lean over the table and eat outside the sukkah. Uvisil Machshirin, but Beishamai is of the opinion, know that it is valid, it is okay, because they are not concerned that a person is going to lean over and leave the sukkah. Now, Beishamai and Bishlo would disagree about two cases, as the Bar Tanura and the Tosfos Yontif point out. Number one is the situation of a large sukkah, that if a person in a large sukkah eats from a table outside the sukkah, then Beishamai rules that he's not fulfilled the mitzvah on a midrabbanon level, while Beis Hillel would say that he has fulfilled the obligation in that way. The second case, when it comes to a small sukkah, that if the sukkah is so small that it can hold only a man's head and most of his body, but not his table, so Beishamai would say that the sukkah is invalid, is puzzle on a midrabbanon level, while Beis Hillel would say that it would be kosher on a midrabbanon level. Beis Hillel now is going to support his zashita. Amru lehen Beis Hillel leBeishamai. Beis Hillel said to Beishamai, Lo kachoya ma'isa shaholchu zikne Beishamai v'zikne Beis Hillel levaker as Rabbi Yochanan ben Hachorani. Did it not happen that the elders of Beishamai and the elders of Beis Hillel went to visit Rabbi Yochanan ben Hacharani, umitza'uhu shayoshiv rosh ruba b'sukkah v'shulchan b'sukkah b'ayitz, and they found that he was sitting with his head and most of his body inside the sukkah, but his table was inside the house. V'lo amr lo davar, and they did not say anything to him. They didn't protest. This shows, says Beis Hillel, that even the elders of Beis Shammai accept this minhag, this halacha even. Says the Mishnah, Beis Shammai responds, Amrulahan Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai responded back to Beis Hillel, Misha Maraya, you are bringing a proof from that story. Af Heim Amrulo, but they did indeed tell something to Rabbi Yochanan, and they did protest. They told him, Im kein hayisa nohig lo kiyamta mitzvahs sukkah miyamecha. If this has always been what you've done, then you have not fulfilled the mitzvah of sukkah throughout your entire life, and at least at a midrash rabbanan level. So they argue, we did actually protest, we actually did stand up to him, and this again is a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Quick review, Perek, Beis, Mishnah Vav, Torah number 1, that at least initially, Rabbi Eliezer was of the opinion that a person has to eat a total of 14 meals in the sukkah over the course of sukkahs, two each, one during the day, one at night, two each day in total, which would equal 14. The Chacham disagreed and said, no, there's no set amount, except for the first night of sukkahs, where certainly you must eat in the sukkah on the first night. Rabbi Eliezer really did change his mind and agreed that only the first night is a requirement to eat in the sukkah. However, he disagreed with the Chachamim regarding something else, and he said that someone who did not eat in the sukkah on the first night of sukkahs has something called tashlum and has the ability to make up for it by eating extra food on any other day of the Yontif, including the last night of Yontif, namely Shmini Atzeres. And the Chacham disagree and say, no, there's no tashlum, and you miss it, you have no ability to make up the eating of the sukkah on the first night. And then Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin taught us that it was the machlokas regarding if someone's head and most of his body are inside the sukkah, but his table with his food is outside, are we concerned on a midrash rabbanan level that is going to reach out and lean outside of a sukkah and eat there? Beis Shammai says that we are concerned, and therefore it's possible. Beis Hillel says that we're not concerned, and therefore it is allowed for a person to do this as long as he's going to bring the food into the sukkah and eat it with him. Beis Hillel brought a story to Beis Shammai where the elders of both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel went to Rabbi Yochanan ben Acharani, and apparently he was doing exactly like Beis Hillel said. And Beis Hillel said, you didn't protest. But then, of course, Beis Shammai responded and said, we actually did protest. We told him that if this has always been what you've done, if you've always been in such a small sukkah, or even in a big sukkah where you yourself are just at the edge and your food's outside and you're inside, says Beis Shammai, you have done nothing. You have not fulfilled the obligation on the Rabbanan level of sukkah your entire life, as opposed to a Beis Hillel who would say that you would fulfill your obligation in a sukkah if you're inside and the table is outside the sukkah. Have a great day.